Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. 40 Years at Saquish Beach by Connie Matusik is 18 chapters, each with a unique story about life on a remote beach, much like a remote beach in the Caribbean. Now, there was no running water, no electricity, no roads. Connie and his father hauled 30 tons of building materials and furnishings over 5 miles of beach and sand dunes with a four-wheel SUV and a boat trailer. They built the cottage by hand, just like early pioneers did. Life on the beach was hard work, joy, laughter, family, friends, love, and fun. Connie graduated from WPI with a degree in electrical engineering, but spent his professional career in the sales and marketing disciplines. During World War II, his dad was conscripted by the government to work under their control as a private contractor. His last assignment was at Camp Edwards on Cape Cod. Now, while there, his dad rented a cottage near the ocean. As a young boy, Connie spent 2 summers there living with his family. Connie Matusik, author of 40 Years at Saquish Beach, Our Impossible Dream, is our guest on This Week in America. Connie, welcome to the program. Pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate being here.
What a great story this is. The book, by the way, available wherever books are sold. We'll give you that information as we go through the conversation. What was it that inspired you to write this book? Where did this idea come from to go back and relive these great moments that you had, moments of fun, moments of hardship and hard work, and turn it into a story? Where did this idea come from?
Well, the way my dad and I built the cottage, when we started, our two girls were 2 and 4 years old. And after we were there about 10 or 12 years, my wife, Ann, asked me if I would write how we built the cottage, which was very unique, and that would leave our girls something to have in their later ages. They would have no idea how we did that. And I told her I would do that at some point in time. And as I went on, I told some of my friends I was going to write a story about that. And they would say, well, you remember when this happened to us? Is that going to be in the book? And I said, I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I go back, take a note on that, and that would refresh 3 or 4 or 5 other notes. And over the years, I ended up with 300 notes. And so when I sat down to write it, I had 18 chapters that came out of that book.
And the book is available, as I say, wherever books are sold, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places, published by Pen to Paper Press Limited, their website, pen2paperpress.com. All this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book, 40 Years at Saquish Beach, and that's spelled S-A-Q-U-I-S-H, Beach, S-A-Q-U-I-S-H, Beach. I'll give you that throughout the program if you're Googling. And again, go to our website, click on the Amazon link, take you right there to get information on the book. Connie, it's interesting reading the book. It draws you in. Reading the reviews, people say, I feel I'm right there with Connie. I'm going through these experiences with him. I'm thinking everybody would enjoy reading this book. Who did you design this book for?
Well, basically, I designed it for my children and my friends. But as I got writing it, and I have done a lot of professional writing in my business career, the first book I wrote, I really wrote it for an audience, my friends. And I also had in mind that 100 years from now, somebody could pick up the book and understand what life was like at Saquish Beach 100 years before, if in fact Saquish Beach existed. So the theory of writing it was to write it in a way that people could enjoy it.
And you did an excellent job with that. I mentioned in the reviews, people feel they're right there with you. They can. It's written in a graphic way, so you can actually see in your mind what's going on, what Connie is talking about. A number of great quotes I'm reading in the book. What are some of the best quotes from your book, the ones that you like, that you wrote, that are descriptive of what you went through in this process?
Well, one of my chapters that has got a lot of play is one that's called Growing Up.
Yes.
Now, my girls were in many, many of the chapters, but one chapter specifically talks about what they did and my grandchildren. And at the end of the chapter, I use the quote, "Growing up is quite an accomplishment." That's one of the quotes that I like in the book.
Yes.
One of the other ones is the chapter on nature. Starts off with, "Nature, by its very nature, mimics the expression, the good, the bad, and the ugly." And I go on to say, "At Saquish, however, you could rephrase that to say that it encompasses the beautiful, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the turbulent." And all of those are discussed on the chapter of nature. And the third one is in the author's description. My basic philosophy in life is, if you want to do something hard enough and you make a commitment to do it, there are times when you can accomplish something that initially seemed impossible. And two of those things were the building of the cottage and then the writing of the book.
Just amazing. And that seems like a family motto as well. I mean, your father had the same attitude, didn't he?
He did. He did. He was a great, great dad. And in the chapter about the additions and reservation restrictions we had in redoing the cottage, I take a few pages to talk about my relationship with Dad and his involvement in a host of things. And he was a great, great father.
And a great motivation for you. The book we're talking about is 40 Years at Saquish Beach, Our Impossible Dream. Saquish is S-A-Q-U-I-S-H, the book available wherever books are sold. The author is Connie Matuzek. If you Google that, you'll get to the book. Matuzek is M-A-T-U-Z-E-K. And, of course, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I'm sure people, when they hear the story, wonder, why did you build a cottage on a remote beach? Why did you?
Well, when I was young and my dad was assigned to Cape Cod, which was a German prisoner camp back in during the end of World War II, I spent two years in the first and second grades there, had the opportunity to be near a beach, loved the beach, and had the idea that if I ever had the chance, I'd like to have a cottage near the beach. Ann and I met at a wedding. I knew the guy, she knew the girl, and after we got married 2 years later, they invited us down to Saquish where he had built a cottage, and it was remote. You had to get there by a four-wheel drive truck riding over the beach in sand dunes, and we fell in love with it and had an opportunity to buy land there, and we did, even though we had no idea how we were going to build it. That's how we ended up there, and we loved the 40 years.
You mentioned your wife, Ann, in the video, where the video of this interview you'll find on YouTube. Just Google it or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on videos. You'll see the video there. We have a picture of Connie and Ann, a book cover as well, the book 40 Years at Saquish Beach, Our Impossible Dream. It really helps if you have a woman that's there. She was really responsible for a lot of this, wasn't she? I mean, she loved the outdoors and the beach, the ocean, as much as you did.
She did, and she was really my dad's support person on the whole area. When we went down in weekends to build the beach, and we oftentimes slept in our SUV vehicle, we started in March and had the outside done by July 4th, and would make our meals for the weekend and put them in a cooler, and we would eat out of the cooler. And she also worked with us as, like, we did the outside with texture 111 plywood, and while we were there, she'd come down with the girls on Sunday, and she painted all of those pieces. There were over 40 pieces of plywood that she painted, did a lot of pre-work back home. So she was just as much a part of building it as my dad and I were.
What an amazing story. It all unfolds in the 18 chapters that Connie has in his book, 40 Years at Saquish Beach, That's S-A-Q-U-I-S-H. As you're standing there with Ann and you're looking at this land and you decide we're going to buy it, the next step is building on it. And that's not really easy to do, as I explained in the introduction. Talk about how you went about building it, the challenges you had in actually building a cottage there.
Well, the first one was getting materials there. And as you initially mentioned, we used the trailer that we had with a boat. We bought a boat and took the boat off and used the trailer and a four-wheel drive to haul in 30 ton of materials over 4 or 5 years until we finished the building. But initially, everything was done by hand. There was no town services whatsoever, nothing to do with the town there. So drilling holes for poles, and oftentimes you had to drill down 12 feet, was done with a hand auger. Cutting telephone poles and 2x12s was done with a saw, oftentimes a two-man saw. So everything was done by hand, lugging the material there, hauling it over the sand dunes, and doing the construction. What we ended up doing was back with work in my cellar Monday through Thursday night, doing as much pre-cutting as we could, and then loaded on the trailer, and my dad would pick me up. I was working in Boston. I'd take a bus down to Hanover. He'd pick me up in Hanover, and we'd go down to the beach and stay there for the whole weekend, working from daybreak till dusk.
How long did it take overall from the time you started construction to the day that you moved in? How long was that process?
Well, when we started construction, it was the first week in March. In March. And it was warm enough there to be able not to freeze when you went down overnight. And our goal was to have the outside finished by July 4th, which we hit right on the nose. But the cottage was then 24 feet by 40 feet long. We used truss roofs. So the inside was not completed at all. And the outside was totally completed with the glass windows and the doors and everything. And so at that time, it was the March, April, May, June, four-month time to do the outside. The inside, however, and building a shed underneath and equipping it with everything took about 3 years of time, because during those time, we would work from March until May and take May off and do some fishing and lobstering, and we'd pick it up again in the fall in September. So that the overall process to finish it took about 4 or 5 years, but it was livable after 4 months.
To go through all of that, there had to be something about that area that really you were in love with, Ann was in love with, and you wanted to build this. What was the best aspects of living there for you? What did you like best about it?
The best assets was the remoteness of it. There were about 200 cottages there, most of which were built before I built mine. And you had no outside communication. Cell phones were never available at that time. They hadn't been invented yet. And so everything was done by CBs, just like the truckers would talk on CBs. And when you needed something, you'd get on the CB and make the announcement. And within 10 minutes, 4 or 5 people would be at your cottage to support whatever it is. If you had a breakdown in the four-wheel drive, mechanics were there. If needed help with plumbing or electricity or something like that, because we wired the places ourselves, you could get on the CB, people would be there. And just the ability to get up before sunrise on weekends, push the boat into the water and go out striped bass fishing and be able to lobster right in front of the cottage. Those were some of the things that were really attractive, coupled with the fact of the activities that our girls had when they were 2 and 4 years old and for the next 20 years. The things that they did were unbelievable. Ann would take me into town once on Monday mornings, drop me off, and I would take a bus to Boston. She would then pick me up Monday night. In the meantime, she'd do the laundry at a laundry service in town. She would buy all of the food we needed for the next week, and the girls would go to secondhand shops and buy small little clothing. Now they were in their 7, 8, 9-year-old age at that point in time. They'd bring them back to the cottage. They would get together with their other three girlfriends, and they would design a play, a multi-act play. and they would use our bedroom for the changing area. And on Saturday, when the other parents were there, in early afternoon, they'd put on a show that they had designed. And they would all take the break between acts, go back in the cottage, change clothes, and come back out. And it was ideas like that that the kids had. And there's a number of items that are discussed in the chapter of Growing Up about how the girls handled that. And they all loved being there.
All in the book, 40 Years at Saquish Beach. That's Saquish, Our Impossible Dream. Connie Matusek is the author and our guest and the owner of the cottage. That's Matuzek. Book at Amazon.com, published by PenToPaperPress.com. All this information on our website you can link on and get information, order the book there as well. You mentioned lobstering there. You wrote a chapter about lobstering that's got some really interesting information in there. Talk about what you wrote about lobstering.
Well, we, in the course of the 40 years, I went out lobstering, pulling my lobster pots at least 1,500 times. And in the chapter, I start off by describing how we initially started to pick up lobster traps when we were initially building that had washed ashore during a storm, how we repaired them, how a trap is built, how you set up and go lobstering, how you do it, how you track the lobsters from where they start coming in the late early spring all the way through the summer to the fall. And in there, in the 1,500 trips, there were enough unique, interesting articles that took place that many people like that as one of the best chapters in the book. And it's the same thing with striped bass fishing and cod and flounder fishing. There were over 1,500 individual trips, of which I took the highlights of the things that were different, interesting, and unique, and incorporated those in those three chapters.
The book is 18 chapters. Each one is unique, talking about a different topic, all put together wonderfully by the author, Connie Matusek, our guest on the program. You touched on this before, family activities. You would almost think you're there, it's remote. There wouldn't be. This was before, you know, internet and all of this, as you mentioned, the phones. Not a lot to do, but you really had a full slate of family activities, didn't you? This was a well-rounded life that you and the girls had.
Oh, yeah. The girls, a couple of the real items that we and the girls uniquely did is we collected beach glass. And beach glass was glass that had been thrown into the ocean and had washed ashore. And by rubbing on the sand in the ocean, by the time it got to shore, you couldn't cut yourself with it. And that was the definition of beach glass. Blue was the hardest one to find. And every time we would have a low tide, we'd go out and walk the beach and pick up beach glass. And whoever got the blue piece got a prize. That was one of the items. The other was when we had friends down there, young girls and guys, young kids, would have a fun night. And fun night was right before they went to bed. We played a host of games like walking forward on four legs, walking backwards on four legs, hopping around the table with one leg, and hanging from the 2x4 for 1 minute. and the hardest part of fun night, and the one that paid the most money if they made it, was laying on the floor for 5 minutes with your mouth shut, no laughing, no movements at all. And young kids in their 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 11, 12-year-old age could not do that for 5 minutes without busting out laughing.
That was safe money, I think, that you put up. Because, yeah, I'm trying to think back when our kids were that age. And if you said don't giggle, they start giggling. So, yes, I can understand exactly how that happened. What is the saddest? Yeah, go ahead, finish.
No, I was going to say the money at that point in time was 5 cents for the simplest thing and 50 cents for the hardest.
Well, with inflation, that probably was a pretty decent price for the labor they had to put out to try to reach that that amount of money. What is the status now of Saquish? You're living in Florida.
Yeah.
Is somebody there now? Do you get back from time to time?
We sold the cottage 10 years ago, and every now and then when we're up in New England, we will stop by and visit friends that we have that are still there, people that live right on the side of us, who also have a place in Florida, but they do go back. And so we stop every now and then. But like everything, things change. From where we started back in the early 1970s, things have changed, and you know, fishing has changed. We've followed the trends in fish that have come and almost disappeared, then come back. And the people now are not quite, from our perspective, as friendly. They're more independent than they were back then. Back then, everybody just helped everybody else.
Yes.
And it probably does not exist to the same extent.
It's an amazing story. I want to take a minute or so here to go back to that word you used a little bit ago, turbulent. The weather is not always like sunny skies, light winds, and nice temperatures up there. Talk about the turbulent weather. What storms you had to prepared for?
Sure. Turbulent, in my opinion, for Saquish, was not hurricanes. The first year we were there, a hurricane blew through, and there were 50 boats moored and moorings out in front of us. And when the hurricane 3 hours later was through, there were 5 boats left. Okay, that was not what I'd call turbulent. Turbulent was 2 major northeastern storms that came through. And a northeaster lasted for 2 or 3 days. One of them was the northeast storm of 1978. And the second one was the no-name storm of 1991. And the no-name storm had a major movie produced about it. There were 3 storms that came together right off the coast.
Oh, yes.
And the tides came in and stayed high for 3 full days. During the high tide, the waves broke up 10, 12 feet high. The sand dunes in front of us completely washed out. On the no-name storm, I had my boat on a trailer behind the cottage, and the storm was breaking right in front of my porch, washed out much of the underneath part of the cottage, covered the boat trailer with sand, and the boat, which was hooked to the trailer with the front end of it with a rope, was sitting on top of the sand with the sailor, with the trailer completely covered. A number of cottages got washed out. And that was what I would call a turbulent sand. Very similar to the hurricane we just had here in Florida, which was a turbulent hurricane.
Yeah, in the Fort Myers area there, and people still trying to dig out from that and to get insurance claims taken care of. So a way of life in Florida and a way of life that you dealt with up in the Northeast in Massachusetts as well. All of this comes out in Connie's book, 40 Years at Saquish Beach. Again, a minute or so left in the program, and I'll give you all the information on how you get in contact with Connie and buy the book here in a second. But, Connie, any final thoughts as we wrap up today? Anything you'd like to say to the listeners, potential readers, about the book and the wild adventure that you and the family went on to do this?
Well, I can tell you that the book has had a lot of publicity lately. Literary Titans has rated it as a 5-star book right across the board. the New York Times is going to publish it, highlight it in the July 20th edition of the New York Times. And for any writer, that is a real, real plus. It does impact your ego. and people that read the book, I can give you three or four categories of people that should read it. People who have had experience staying at a remote cottage on a beach, a lake, a river, or off the beaten path should read it because it'll bring back certain memories for them. People who have thought about doing that but haven't can relive some of the dreams they had. And, you know, I could go on and talk about people that should read it, but it's interesting for anybody to read. You're going to hit a chapter or two that'll really highlight it for you, give you a lot of fun and laughs. And so there, you mentioned earlier, the theme throughout the book is family, friends, hard work, enjoyment, fun, and love. And that is a theme that flows right throughout the book.
Well, congratulations on all the accolades, the success that you're having. The book is 40 Years at Saquish Beach. That's S-A-Q-U-I-S-H. 40 Years at Saquish Beach, Our Impossible Dream. Connie Matusek is the author and our guest on the program. That's M-A-T-U-Z-E-K. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Published by Pen to Paper Press Limited, their website, pentopaperpress.com. Connie, it's been a pleasure. What a great story this is. You've done a remarkable job in bringing this to life and sharing these experiences that brought joy to so many people who have read the book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you, Rick, for having me here. And I would also like to thank the people who have listened to this and who are buying the book and read the book. I hope you can enjoy it anywhere near as much as Ann and I did in living there and I did in writing the book. So I thank you all very much.
Well, and I guarantee you, you'll be, it's a book you're not going to want to put down. You'll start reading it, and from one experience to the other, the book based on hard work, joy, laughter, family, friends, love, and fun. The book is 40 Years at Saquish Beach, S-A-Q-U-I-S-H, Our Impossible Dream by Connie Matusek, M-A-T-U-Z-E-K. All of this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.